Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. Let's get right into our First Friday Arts segment. The first Friday of August marks the return of our First Friday Arts segment. We've got the new Autonomous Folk Singers in the studio to play and talk about the upcoming West Coast Country Music Festival near Ashland. But the segment really comes from you. If you've got a story to tell about an arts event in your community in August or early September, share it. Phone number here is 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. And we will look forward to hearing from you. Let's go first to Livia in Talent at the Camelot Theater. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. We have two things going on this month. We opened our conservatory production of Elton John and Tim Rice's Tony Award-winning musical, Aida. And if you don't know the story, there's an Egyptian princess, a Nubian princess, and then the Egyptian captain who is caught in the middle of the two. It's a beautiful love story. I was crying by the end. The costumes are incredible. The sets, we have 29 amazing students from the ages of 9 to 19 handling this gorgeous score. I think the most famous song most people would know is Elton John's We All Lead Elaborate Lives. But one of my favorites is Build Another Pyramid, and then there's Dress Has Always Been My Strongest Suit. It is so much fun, and these kids are so earnest and work so hard. We jumped to our feet before they even got back on stage for the curtain call. And so that's got five more performances. There's a 2 o'clock matinee tonight, 7 o'clock, I mean, this afternoon, 7 o'clock tonight, 2 and 7 on Saturday, and it closes with a 2 o'clock sold-out matinee on Sunday.
That is a busy schedule. Tickets are what?
9 and 14. So 9 for students and 14 for adults.
We actually have a clip that your audio guy, and leave it to a former radio guy to help us out here, Brian O'Connor, sent over a clip from Aida. This is Aubrey Campbell, all of 15 years old, singing A Step Too Far from Aida. Let's hear a little bit of that. That is Aubrey Campbell singing in Aida at the,
yes,
at the Camelot Theater in Talent. Wonderful job. She's 15 years old, I hear?
She's 15. Her 18-year-old sister was with us for years in the conservatory and just went off to college in Utah. It's amazing. We had half our cast of Superstar was from the conservatory program, and they were amazing. Yeah, these kids are, they're getting good training, and that's what's important. They'll be able to go anywhere with that. So we have our Aida through Sunday, and then next Thursday we have preview and then open the following night, Spotlight on Perry Como, Jerry Vale, and Dean Martin. Handsome, cool, cocky Italian boys. And we have three amazing singers who are singing that, and our spotlights are a little biography and a lot of music. And Kathy Noah, who is an editor at the Tribune, has done an amazing job of taking the bios for these three guys and melding them into a script. And, of course, it's a lot of music. That's Amore, Catch a Falling Star, It's Impossible, Volare, Poor Butterfly, Return to Me, Mambo Italiano, Standing on the Corner. I mean, you can't miss with this one. It only runs two weekends, and that would be Thursday through Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2 from the 13th of August through the 23rd. And I got to say, the two Sundays are already almost sold out. So if people are interested, the number for both Aida and Perry, Jerry, and Dean is the usual, 541-535-5250 or CamelotTheater.org.
All right, Livia, always good to talk to you. Take care. Let us move on in our First Friday Arts segment. You can join in as well with your arts events. 800-838-3760 is the phone number here. Amy Jakes from Southern Oregon Historical Society. Welcome to the Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning. Thanks for having us. Southern Oregon Historical Society at Stanley Farm in Central Point, we're doing Rogue Saturday Night twice in August. The first will be this Saturday, August 8th, and the second one will be August 22nd. And both of those are just music fun, family nights out at the farm. This Saturday, we're having the Fret Drifters. And then 22nd, we'll have David Pinsky and Phil Newton to play the blues. And both performances will be great. Bring your lawn chairs and blankets, sit back and relax as the music washes over you. It's $5 for SOHS members and children and $10 for non-members. And for more information, call 541-773-6536.
Saturday nights at Hanley Farm Rogue Saturday. And so is this, did you say it's this weekend on the 22nd?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right.
And then at the Research Library, we are having our fourth Saturday, Tales from the Collection, and that will also be Saturday, August 22nd. The presentation will be from 10 a.m. to noon, and it's about Twin Plunges, Jackson Hot Springs, and Medford Natatorium, the history of those swimming pools. It'll be really fascinating.
All right, looking forward to that.
Yeah, and again, call 541-773-6536, extension 202, or check out our website at www.sohs.org for more information.
Okay, thank you, Amy, from the Southern Oregon Historical Society. Valerie at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. We have two things going on at the Oregon Cabaret Theater this month. We have, of course, our production of Candor and Ebb's Cabaret, which plays through August 30th, and it is every night except for Sunday nights. We have a matinee, and on Tuesday nights we are dark, but we play almost every day at 2 o'clock. Or, I'm sorry, at 1 o'clock matinee on Sundays, and at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday nights. And we have a special event coming up this weekend on Saturday, August 8th. We're doing a late-night show at the Cabaret. It is the cast of Cabaret, as well as some special guest stars, some locals, and an OSF actor or two are going to come in and do a late-night show. Doors open at 11:15 p.m., and the show starts at 11:30, and we will be serving appetizers and desserts and drinks and such for those late-night shows. So if you're in Ashland and want to see something a little fun late at night, you can come to the Cabaret. And our those tickets for those are $10 pre-sale and $12 at the door. You can buy tickets for both Cabaret and for the late night show at our box office at 541-488-2902.
Well, the late night show sounds fun and a bargain, too. You just have to get a nap before you get in there, though, huh?
Yeah. It's very short and very fun.
All right. Thanks, Valerie. Thanks for telling us about what's going on at the Oregon Cabaret. You can join our First Friday Arts segment here on The Exchange with arts events from your community. 800-838-3760 is the phone number. And I think this next call is from someone related to one of our studio people. Here's Dee with the Modern Roots Foundation. Hi, Dee.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. You?
Doing A-okay. Yes, so this Sunday we actually have our big annual Modern Roots Foundation benefit concert. Held at the Grizzly Peak Winery, and it is hosting the Rogue Suspects and the Family Reunion. So basically, what's happening this year, we've taken the Rogue Suspects and invited anybody who's ever been on stage with them to come and play. That means we have the Rogue Suspects as the members that are standing now, plus about 40 musicians who are going to join them on stage, and they will play their hearts out. It is indeed a benefit, meaning we're going to have a pretty amazing silent auction. Jevin from Jevin's Tex-Mex Barbecue will be there serving food, and we're just going to have a grand old time.
All right, and this is at the Grizzly Peak Winery on Sunday?
Yeah, that's correct. Doors open at 4 p.m., music at 4:30, and you can get tickets a couple different ways, either on our website, themodernrootsfoundation.org. You can also go to the Music Coop in Ashland, and you can go to brownpapertickets.com.
All right. Sounds like a good deal. Dee from the Modern Roots Foundation, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. That's Dee Fretwell, by the way. So we have another Fretwell in the studio. We're getting double-teamed by the Fretwell family. So we can turn now to Jeff Fretwell, who's here, talking about the West Coast Country Music Festival in the Green Springs coming up not this weekend, but next weekend, correct?
That's right.
Okay. And, yeah. And Jeff is one of the three members of the New Autonomous Folk Singers. They're all in here. There's Jeff Fretwell, there's Sage Meadow, and David Hampton. Glad you're all here today. Tell us a bit about the festival.
Festival's a week from Sunday, so that's the 15th, up at the Green Springs Inn. It's going to run from noon till just after dark. It's the third year in a row we've done it, so it's been a little bit better each year. We had we had over 600 people up there last year, and a good time. So we got a big lineup: 3, 6, 9 acts from we got Petunia and the Vipers from Vancouver, BC, Cahalen Morrison and Country Hammer down from Seattle, the Miss Lonely Hearts from Santa Cruz, California. Siskiyou Summit, the Rogue Valley's finest bluegrass unit. Ashley Flynn's down from Portland, another Portland band called the Earnest Lovers. And also the other local act to be Rainy and the Rattlesnakes, if anybody around here has had a chance to see them, they'll know how good they are. And then we're going to play, we play in between all the acts. So you got the big stage, and then we set up off to the side with a separate sound system, and we play a little 15-20 minute sets while they're swapping out the acts on the big stage. So we think of ourselves as the musical hosts of the event.
All right, so you get a chance to bridge the acts yourselves, but yeah. But you're not filler here. You're the main event here. So you want to play a song for us, and then we'll let folks know that they can still continue to call in. So if you're still waiting to get your event on the air, we have a few minutes left on our first Friday segment, and feel free to join us at 800-838-3760 while we listen to the new Autonomous Folk Singers. And so what are you going to play for us here?
We're going to play a song that Sage wrote called Sway.
It was actually kind of inspired by the West Coast Country Music Festival last year.
Great. Okay, it all loops together. Here we go. This is the new Autonomous Folk Singers with Sway.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Sometimes when I'm walking and no one's around, I hear the old song sway. My heart, it starts beating to the sweet memories, oh, when I hear the melody sway. The fiddle starts wailing, the guitars ring, wish I could just slip away. Take me back to that night in the mountains, I can hear the melody sway. Oh, sway, I did a low sway. Oh, sway, I did a low do. Ooh. Take it, Jeff. Sometimes when I'm walking and no one's around, I hear the old song sway. My heart, it starts beating to the sweet memories of when I hear the melody sway. The fiddle starts wailing, the guitars ring, wish I could just slip away. Oh, take me back to that night in the mountains, I can hear the melody sway. Oh, sway, I did a low sway. Oh, sway, I did a low do. Ooh. Oh, sway, I did a low sway. Oh, sway.
And people across Southern Oregon and Northern California are swaying at this very moment to the sounds of the new Autonomous Folk Singers. So that's written by you, Sage Meadow?
Yes.
It's a lovely effort. And it's amazing what you can do with your voice before 9 o'clock in the morning. All right, so the West Coast Country Music Festival is coming to the Green Springs next Sunday. We can take more calls of other events here. We'll come back to the new Autonomous Folk Singers in just a moment. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 with arts events from your town. Here is Corrine with the Ashland Disability Festival. Hi, Corrine.
Hi, I'm calling for DUDE, Celebratability, Disabled United and Direct Empowerment's annual celebration and fundraiser. It's all day today from 3 to 11 at the community center in the park. And we have music from 3 o'clock till 11, lots of great local bands, and lots of silent auction items. We have over 80 silent auction items. All the merchants in town have been extremely generous. Come and find out. It's amazing.
So it's 3 to 11 today at the Community Center in Lithia Park in Ashland. And tell us again what DUDE stands for.
Okay, it stands for Disabled United in Direct Empowerment, and we're a small nonprofit. We do education and advocacy around issues for people with disabilities, and we were responsible for getting all the audible signals in downtown, the ones that when you push the button, they say, wait, or the light changes to cross blah, blah street. Mm-hmm. And we're working on getting some along Highway 99 so people that take the bus can cross back and take the bus home and then work our way up into Medford and Central Point. We have ODOT that's been a huge supporter of getting these things in for us. They're expensive and they take a while, but they're wonderful.
They really help lots of people, too. I notice that when I'm in the crosswalks and I hear that, you know, traffic may not stop, I remember to look and make sure that people actually are stopping for the crosswalk.
Yeah. I hope they help people. We're appreciative of them because some of those intersections are really, really difficult to cross if you can't see well or if you're blind. So it doesn't tell you that it's safe. It just tells you when the light changes, and then it's up to you to decide whether you should cross or not. So it's just access to information, just like sighted people have when the light changes, it tells us.
Okay, it's good stuff. 3 to 11 today is the fundraiser at the Ashland Community Center in Lithia Park. Corrine, thanks so much for joining us with news of that event.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye. Jeff Fretwell, I want to come back to you and the new Autonomous Folk Singers to end up the segment here. Just in terms of country music in general, I mean, it seems like there's a much broader acceptance of it and maybe even a broader identification of what it is. I mean, when I hear the rhythm and news service of Jefferson Public Radio playing Dolly Parton, it seems like it's really sort of gotten to be a more inclusive thing in recent years.
It does seem that way, doesn't it? And then you got these, you know, terms like Americana floating around out there, this sort of bridge between genres, I think, maybe even a mop-up term to cover all the stuff that, because I think that's what happens is that, I know when I was a kid, people had, you get a particular connotation in mind when you heard the word country, and so I think maybe Americana and other sort of related things probably came out of people and saying, well, we don't exactly play country, but as country, a lot of it is country derived, certainly, And actually, along those notes, along those lines, I forgot to mention earlier that Don Maddox is going to be at the festival this year, and he was a member of the Maddox Brothers and Rose, which was a big time. They called it a hillbilly act at the time, but a big time country band in the 40s and 50s. And Don retired from the road in 1958 and bought a ranch here in Ashland. That's his place that says Maddox.
Oh,
Revolution.
Maddox Angus, that's him. Oh.
And so he's in his 90s, and he will perform. He was in when the Country Music Hall of Fame did a special Bakersfield sound, so sort of California country exhibit a couple years ago. They brought Don in, and he performed at a big event they did there with Marty Stewart and a bunch of people like that. So it's always, if you haven't seen Don play, you got to see him.
All right, Don Maddox at the West Coast Country Music Festival. We got about 3 minutes getting out. Can you guys play something else?
Yeah.
What you got?
This is a song called Barn on Fire. It's the title track of our upcoming release.
All right, new Autonomous Folk Singers.
All right. One. I don't know why I never thought to set the barn on fire, when it only stood to reason that the flames would shoot 100 feet high. Well, we'd all have had a front row
passing bowls and drinking beers and standing out in the street and waving at the trucks out on the freeway as they rolled on by. So take me down, sweet Jesus, ease my mind. Save me a spot in the family plot for when it comes my time. Well, the obliterated past lives on in the fragment of a thought and in the chorus of a song. And I begin to see what opportunity is gonna require. And I don't know why I never thought to get an education. It ought to be the guarantee that you'll find a job. I could be paying all my bills on time, or maybe telecommuting to the office online, or going out to get mine if I got a big swindle or rob. So take me down, sweet Jesus, ease my mind. Save me a spot in the family plot for when it comes my time. There ain't a blessed thing a man can do to go back and unmake the mistakes he's lived through. And I begin to see I'm gonna need to rise above my station. Lately it occurred.